Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
NPS, CSAT, average handling time. Sometimes taking your brand's customer experience to the next level can seem like an uphill battle filled with thorny metrics challenges. But it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Ubiquiti. If you have call volume surges, seasonal staffing fluctuations, or new service offerings, fill these holes with Ubiquiti, a partner you can count on. Receive a free, customized consultation at ubiquiti.com. That's ubiquiti.com.
Peace to the planet, Charlemagne the God here, and you don't want to miss Hello Somebody with Senator Nina Turner on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I love Hello Somebody simply because I love Nina Turner. She's fearless.
I'm Nina Turner, hell-raising humanitarian, sister in the struggle, and recovering elected official. Listen to Hello Somebody every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for years he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So keep the animals safe, especially the cute shirtless one. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My next guest is a longtime friend. Houston, Texas, that's where I'm from. That's why I met him, at the Super Bowl. I didn't really meet him. I saw this young brother come from the back of the room performing, man. And he just took my spirit in a good way. And I've been a fan of his, and I've been blessed to have him on my show, Money Making Conversation, and his name is Lecrae. Lecrae, if you don't know, is a multi-Grammy award-winning platinum-selling artist. He has sold more than 3 million copies, and he has made history as the first artist to have a number one album on both the Billboard Top 200 and Gospel Album Charts simultaneously. You hear me there? His first book, Unashamed, is the New York Times bestseller in 2020, one of my favorite books. His second book, I Am Restored, is an honest book, man. How I lost my religion but found my faith. It's a beautiful book. You should pick it up. It's available on Amazon, available in bookstores online as well. He is the co-owner, because he's an entrepreneur, co-founder and president of Atlanta-based records, Reach Records, with a staff of nearly 20 and a roster of over 10 artists, co-owner of a major film studio, and a partner of Atlanta-based film production, Three Strands Films. Finally, Lecrae has partnered with financial education company. Boy, this is why I love him, man. Experian, for a new 6-part YouTube series, Protect the Bag. Protect the Bag. Teaching his fans and everybody, even if you're not a fan, how to establish a financial legacy. In other words, it's all about, man, closing that wealth gap that is existing between Blacks, and particularly whites. People of color, in particular whites. That's what this is about, and holding on and protecting the ways you can improve your credit score, which is the basis of how you can just succeed in life. The new series debuted November 9th. Second series aired last Tuesday and will premiere new episodes each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through December 14th. Please welcome to my Money Making Conversation again, Lecrae. How you doing, Lecrae?
What is going on? Honor to be here, man. Appreciate you having me.
All the time, Craig. Because we've had some dramatic good moments on the show, you know. So this is going to be one of the first times we're going to be upbeat, have fun, you know. And because your books, man, are always motivating, but they're also so honest, man, because you're so authentic. And I won't use the word deep, but you're just telling the truth. And sometimes when you tell the truth, it doesn't always have a smile on it. So why is there so much that high level of authenticity when you're telling stories, especially the written word?
You know what it is? I think I want people to experience freedom. And sometimes, you know, you got to show off your scars for other people to realize that healing is possible. So I want to be vulnerable so people can see like, oh, those are some of the wrong turns you made. So I don't have to make them. You know, and then they can make the right turns. And that's how we grow. And that's how we learn.
Well, I know that I've learned. I always tell people I wake up dumb. I tell people I wake up dumb so I can be willing to accept information. Because if you wake up thinking you know it all, then guess what? You ignore the truth a lot of ways because you feel that I got that. You've heard that phrase. I got that. Or people mm-hmm. wave you off. And that can be a mistake a lot of times because a lot of people can provide information. And you've always, through your music, been an outlet for information, whether it's on tour, whether it's in your lyrics, whether it's as a mentor. Talk about that responsibility, Lecrae, because it takes you down emotionally a little bit because we've been there on our interviews, how I can take you down. But that's a responsibility you're not running from.
Right. No, I mean, you know, I just know what it's like to not have those mentors, to not have those voices to help me when I'm navigating stuff. And so if I can help people avoid those pitfalls, then I want to do it. And plus, that's just part of being a leader. That's part of, you know, the mantle that I wear. You know, everybody says, well, I ain't no leader. You're a leader if you're ahead of somebody. If somebody's behind you, somebody's following you, you're leading whether you want to or not.
Right.
And so somebody's always watching you, so you're always leading. So it just, you know, for me, it's like, all right, well, let me just take responsibility and just try to help people so that their ceiling, my ceiling is their floor.
Right. You know, the interesting thing about it, when I look at Lecrae, because I'm a former entertainer, you know, I left IBM for pursued a career as a stand-up comedian. So I've been on stage in front of 20,000 people. I've been on stage in front of 5,000 people, 4,000, 300 people. There's a certain rush you get when you get that. And now that he's a businessman, there's a certain rush he's getting for that. But it's not like what I saw when I saw him in Houston, Texas, that artist that captivated my spirit. And I didn't even know who you were, man. So fueling that live performance energy that you get there and now being a business person, how are you navigating both emotions, Lecrae?
You know what it is? It's, man, I just like winning. You know, everybody's addicted to winning and conquering something and seeing something in front of you and, you know, having a vision, having a dream and being able to accomplish it. You know, I like accomplishing goals. And so when you're connecting with a person through music, you feel like you're accomplishing a goal. And at the same time, when you make a business decision or a strategy and you see it work, you feel like you're accomplishing a goal. And so that's the part that's addictive and inspiring for me.
Well, you know, the fun part about it when people come on my show, because, you know, I do my research, you know, people will send me a little bio, but I want to, because I think that the word people use is your flowers, you know, showing you your blessings. And so because a lot of times we just grind, because you're a grinder. I know that for a fact. Every time I talk to you, grinding. Like, so you grinding with Experian right now, with Protect the Bag, you know. And then next time I talk to you, you're going to be, might be the third book we're talking about. Maybe acting in a series, because that's your MO. And that's a positive, right, folks. Don't get me wrong, because a lot of people say, oh, he do too much. I'm going to tell you something, man. Long as God allows you to be alive, you're supposed to do too much, because there's no time on when you might not be here. I always tell people, I'm over 50. I say, I'm on the downside of dying. And I tell people that, hey, bro, I ain't gonna live to, you know, so I ain't got too many more years I can put in me. But that's an honest talk, Lecrae. Okay, and I'm not saying that as a defeatist, but the realization is, I'm gonna put my time in. When I talk to Lecrae, I'm gonna put my time in talking to you. So you younger than me, why are you putting so much time in, Lecrae?
Man, because of folks like you, the knowledge you kicking. I'm like, oh, well, shoot, that's perspective. Let me go. And then, you know, I have been fortunate. You know, I bought a building near downtown Atlanta, and the gentleman who sold me the property, I was like, man, why are you selling me this property at this price? You know, because it was a really good price for what he was selling it to me. And he said something very similar. He said, you know, man, I'm upwards of 70 years old and I've made my money. I want to enjoy it. You know, I'm not going to be here for another 10 years or 20 years to see this property turn over and make double what I sold it to you for. So it's no point in me holding on to it. And he said, you got time. And so maximize your time. You hold on to it. You develop it. And you got 20 years to see it come to fruition to where you can take that money and go enjoy it. And so I was like, man, that's inspiring. That's a perspective I never had. So, man, I got to. Yeah. While I'm here, let's go.
Well, you know, because, you know, I bought a building here in Atlanta, just like you. And I just want to put people in perspective about that because, you know, Lecrae can, because, you know, I've leased at different places. I have places at WeWorks. I've had places at Spaces. And so multiple offices. But when you tell people, just like he just said it casually, I bought a building, man, people ain't ready for that. Because people know you can buy a house. They know you can buy a car. They know you can buy an airline ticket. But when you tell people you bought a building, Lecrae, they look at you a little bit different, don't they? And that's a beautiful thing because that's what, as minorities, as people of color, we got to have that as part of our vernacular. So it won't feel strange. It won't feel strange that, you know, we invested in stock. It won't feel strange that we have portfolio, financial portfolios. And that leads us back to why you really came on the show today, Protect the Bag. How did you come about it? You know, Experian, you know, you get your credit scores there. It's a financial education company. How did you get into that whole process with Experian?
Yeah, so the backstory is that I was getting offered a lot of, you know, opportunities to be in films. And I didn't understand the film industry. So I said, let me back up. And when I learned a little bit, I said, let me start my own production company. And once I had a production company, Experian had reached out and said, hey, we'd like you to host something for us. Do you know any creative production companies that would be able to pull it off? And I said, I sure do. You know what I'm saying? I have one in mind.
Yes.
And, you know, I was like, this perfectly aligns because my production team and myself, you know, my partner and I have been really heavy on trying to close this wealth gap. And so obviously Experian has some desires. They want to educate people on credit. And then I have some desires. I want to see, you know, the Black community understand the power of the dollar, the power of our dollar, and how to protect it and how to, you know, invest it. And so those things aligned and we worked together to create something that would continue teaching people about how to invest and protect their money.
Now, and, you know, the whole thing about investing and protecting, like I said, you know, I'm older than you. So I've spent money that I shouldn't have spent. But guess what? I had it. You know, I've had an extra car. I couldn't drive, but I had it. And so, but one thing I did have, Lecrae, ever since I was 18, I understood my credit. I protected it. I held on to it, man. I understood what a credit card meant for just somewhere in my mind, my DNA and my whole process said credit was important to me. And it's always sustained me through my whole life. It's been my badge. My badge of authenticity, my badge to be able to tell you my credit score is over 800, and I don't even blink now. You know, people go, oh wow, you got good. Yeah, I'm 820. I average 820 on a regular basis, and so that's something I brag about. So when you're trying to do Protect the Bag, how do people get involved with the whole process besides viewing it? Okay, because we see so many commercials now about, you know, how they can raise your score real quick. You know, but there's a process to that. And that's what the series is all about, correct?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's really beginning to take some steps. And we're giving people casual steps to take, you know, telling people to put their money to work for them, you know, treat your money like it's an employee. Also telling people to not see credit as consumption, but see it as capital. How can your credit, like if you have a credit card or whatnot, how is that building something instead of just consuming? If you're just consuming money, it's not building your credit. If you have credit with the intention of building it so that you can do more things, that's a different mindset to have. Teaching people to pay their mortgage, you know, twice a month, just split the mortgage payment in half, And what that does is that drives the interest down that you're ending up having to pay. And just simple principles that people can learn to help them, teaching people to pay a little bit more on certain bills, and just helping them understand what it means to even establish credit. Because some folks don't even have credit. They think, oh, I don't want to touch it because I don't want no credit. I don't want no problems with it. But you have to establish it in order to have good credit.
We will be right back with more Money-Making Conversation with Rashawn McDonald.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversation with Rashawn McDonald.
But let's go back a little bit before we, because you, in order to have a conversation about being successful, garners a level of respect, because, you know, you just can't just start talking about having good credit or talking to people unless you had a successful track record. I mentioned some of those things, you know, 3 million copies, the number one artist of both from gospel and Billboard. But then to be an employer, that responsibility, you know, understanding HR, understanding health plans, understanding all these little things. Let's walk through these steps, because we mentioned three companies, and I want to talk about those three companies because that has played a role in you being the expert voice of Protect the Bag, because people need to understand that, because they will see you as an artist, and I think that's disrespectful in a lot of ways because, yes, your famous name got you here, but it's your entrepreneurial and your business acumen that is allowing us to listen to you take this advice. Reach Records. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Reach Records is an independent label. We are going on, I've been doing this since I was a kid, you know, coming out of college. And so, you know, that's over 15 years of running a successful label. By God's grace, we've always been profitable. And that's just a beautiful thing. One of the things that I would say is I realized early on that I was not going to sit around and wait for somebody to embrace what I was doing. I was just going to do it myself. If nobody believed in it, then it's just, let's just do it ourselves, you know? So I remember creating products and albums, and people were like, well, it's a little too you know, street for the church, a little too church for the street. There's not really a lane for you. Fine, I'll create my own lane.
Right.
And that's what we did. Because I knew there were other people like me who, you know, would have appreciated what I did. And so we've been running the label and we made some decisions early on that really protected us and helped us. And we've grown. You know, we were young when we started and we've just had to grow over the years. And now, like you said, we got over 10 artists. And it's learning how to take care of them and learning how to, you know, teach them. And I'm just trying to continue to pass that on. And then the one thing I will say is, yes, I've learned a lot. My acumen has risen. But one of the best things I've learned is to staff my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You can't be good at everything. And so if you know you're not good at it, staff that person and put them in a position to help you achieve what you want to achieve.
Now, you didn't have a name on this. You said a co-owner of a major film studio.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a name we can talk about that? Or are we going to keep that a mystery and just say you're a co-owner of a major film studio?
I mean,
you know that I was going to let that slide. Now, you know, I got all these titles, but I get to that one. Co-owner of a major film studio.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that, you know, that was really just, I don't even know how to put that one to you. You know, I guess for me,
yes, sir.
That was not my agenda. Uh-huh. It was more so knowing the right people.
Yes, sir.
And that it put me in a unique position to be a part of an investment deal. And I said, wait a minute, is this a reality? You know, is this film studio, which will remain nameless. I don't want to put it out there, but. You know, there was a film studio that has produced a lot of big films, films that we all know and love. And, and you know, I had a friend who said, hey, I'm about to, there's a portion of ownership that is not available right now, that's now made available. And I don't want to take it all on myself. I don't want to take all of it on. I'm giving it to you as an opportunity. And let me tell you something. I'm literally the only African-American owner within that group. Mm-hmm. And so that in and of itself is amazing to me, you know.
Congratulations. But that, yeah. I had to tease you on that because I knew there was a lack of a title left for a reason, but I had to pull as much information I could get out of you.
Yeah,
but then I want to slide over to the... you know, when you made that bold statement to experience it, do you know a company that can produce this for us? And that's what we're about to slide right now. Three Strands Films. That's the production company. That's your production company. Tell us about that. And how did the production actually work to produce this series for Experian called Protect the Bag? That's on YouTube.
Yeah. So Three Strand Film, as I said before, a major director had come to me and said, I want to make a movie about your life. And I didn't know anything about what that meant. I didn't understand the points. I didn't understand the royalty system. I didn't understand the contracts. And so I had to go meet with an attorney who was in the film industry. And it was like, man, this is a lot of heavy lifting. I'm coming from the music industry and I just don't want to be. I know how artists get taken advantage of and I don't want to be mm-hmm. taken advantage of in the film industry. Mm-hmm. And so the more I studied, the more I realized this might be something we can do on our own.
Right.
You know, no one can tell our stories better than we can. Mm-hmm. And so I one of my good buddies was a director and he had been doing a lot of independent films. And I said, hey, man, why don't we partner up and create, you know, we've known each other since, you know, our college days. Let's partner up and create a production company. And so we started small. We started producing a few music videos and then from music videos to some small documentaries. And then that moved on to our first major project, which is a film we're working on now. But the Experian thing came across my plate and I was like, hey, we got the capacity and the talent. Let's do it.
Right. Well, that's a beautiful thing because of the fact that, you know, we have to control our stories and we're in the era now. You're in the era now. With streaming outlets and the demand for content from Black people, people of color, African Americans. Now, but we're talking about protect the bag, you know. What are your thoughts when money making conversation, that's all I talk about, trying to close that gap. I bring all type of CPAs, accountants, motivational people like you on the show. But there's a wealth disparity out there that exists along racial lines. What are your thoughts and what is your role in trying to close that disparity?
Yeah, for me, part of it is education, right? So we can't close that gap without education. Mm-hmm. And then helping us understand the power of our dollar. So African Americans, the Black community represents $1.4 trillion in buying power.
Right.
And what that means for anybody who doesn't understand what that means is that means we have $1.4 trillion that we can put anywhere we want. And so people are competing for our dollars, mm-hmm. and we are not putting our dollars back into ourselves. We're not investing in ourselves. And so our money goes right into our pockets and into another community. And so that hinders Black businesses from thriving. That hinders our kids from having their college paid for. That hinders, us investing. Another thing is the beauty in healthcare. You know, we represent 14% of the population, but represent 22% of beauty purchases.
Right.
But only 1% of the stock market.
Yes.
Now, how is that? That's the type of disparity that I feel like we need to have education on and begin to take some steps and some strides. A lot of people say, we should buy Black. Yes, but we should also invest and we should also figure out how to do good business. And we should also, if we're going to buy Black, let's create businesses that are good businesses and have good business models and business plans and help each other through that so that this thing can be more sustainable long term.
Right. Right now, you can catch the series Protect the Bag every Tuesday on YouTube, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all the way to December 14th. Lecrae, I know you now. It's on YouTube now. Okay. Now, I'll be looking at MSNBC, CNBC, Lecrae. Well, Protect the Bag, hosted by Lecrae. What's going on here, brother? There's always a starting point with you, because the starting point ain't always the finish with you.
I'm on the ride. I'm enjoying the ride, and I'm open. I'm having
always
conversations.
Humble. You want to talk? Always humble. Always humble. But that mind is just clicking. I'm gonna tell y'all something about Lecrae. Lecrae don't get in with the small expectation. He looks at the opportunity, and he's a visionary. And if you know a visionary always looks at the long run. You know, that's important. If you see a penny, he's looking around where that nickel at on the ground. It's a nickel someplace? Because that's how his mind thinks. And so don't be shocked. So capture and watch these series, right? These series, Pocket the Bag, right? Protect the Bag, excuse me, right now on YouTube. It's hosted by my man, Lecrae. You know, he's been successful. He's an entrepreneur. He's a owner of a very secret but popular major film studio. That one day, you're going to pop out there, and I'm going to say, bring him back on the show. You could have told me that, big dog. Come on now. But again, Lecrae, we both in Atlanta. I'm going to drop by, man. Come by my office and come by your building, man. You're a blessing, brother. And I always appreciate you taking the time to come on my show, Money Making Conversation. And by the way, I've already been in discussions with Clark Atlanta University about doing a Money Making Conversation Financial Summit before taxes, April 15th. So I'll be reaching out to you because we're on the same page, man. We're trying to change that wealth, that racial gap, especially for our people. And you're one of the voices, my boy Ash Cash. I'm going to get him on board and some more people. So it is, I'm the old head, man. I want you young boys out there, man, just leading the way and allow me to just lay the foundations. Is that a deal?
That's awesome. I love that. I'm all about it.
Thank you. It's Lecrae. Protect the Bag every Tuesday on YouTube, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you want to watch it, you better start watching now because the last episode is December 14th. But it doesn't matter if you missed anything because the way the series works is about education and financially getting you to change your life and putting a passion of change in your heart through your pocket and not allowing those pennies to fall out and turn those pennies into dollars. And then you invest those dollars into the stock market. Thank you, Lecrae.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
Cool. If you want to see or hear any of my episodes of Money Making Conversations, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
When I was 18 years old, a nun at my high school was brutally murdered. Getting to the truth has opened a Pandora's box of secrets, exposing abuse of power and a world of lies at one Miami monastery.
I mean, the woman was stabbed 90 plus times. There's got to be something else going on here.
Listen to Sacred Scandal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.